Well, we are here for our first introduction podcast. I think like many people in the world, we're kind of confused. We're
an understatement, but yeah.
Questioning not even just religion, you know, politics, life in general. But, you know, I think the last 2-3 years have definitely been confusing, especially with COVID, something we've all never gone through. But with that, it festered a lot of sitting down because we had to, we were forced to sit down and kind of contemplate what's going on in life. What are we doing? What's the purpose of life? Having conversation, late night conversations with friends via Skype or via FaceTime, whatever, the last 2-3 years. And it brought to a lot of questions and a lot of challenging statements from others. And that kind of was what led us to here today is, you know, I left the church, in quotation marks, you know, the building about a year or I guess 2 years ago, listening into just online service. And it just felt like last 2 years, the church has lost its authenticity of care for its people.
And maybe it's also good to point out what you just said, that we didn't leave belief.
Yeah.
We didn't leave our connection with God, our connection with Jesus. We left our connection with the church. Yeah. So I'll let you go on, but I just want to make that clear because that's a big distinction.
Yeah.
And in what we're talking about.
And I think that is what is catching everybody off guard. You know, when I do posts about leaving the church, obviously it's the past church that I was just with that is taking more offense to it. You know, I've been to 4 churches in my lifetime, and the 3 churches prior to that, none of them are commenting on it. But, you know, it just so happens that the last church I left is what is frustrating everybody. When I think in reality, if it was someone that was respected in the church, made those same statements or questions or challenges, it would be, oh, amen, brother. You know, thank God for that statement. But since it's someone that's hurt and wounded and frustrated, it's, well, let's hurt you even more, you know. So, you know, I think over these things and everybody has gone to Facebook and social media for what they, you know, stand for in the last 2-3 years, which does frustrate some people, but that's the outlet that we have right now. It kind of drew to this, you know, me and Craig, we met up for breakfast one day and we just kind of spoke our hearts out and it felt authentic. You know, it felt real to be able to have those conversations because I felt like myself, I lacked those conversations in the last 2-3 years.
Well, I mean, it helps that we had a connection
anyways
to the church. I mean, we both played on the worship team. You sang and played. I actually played guitar. So we've got a connection outside of that anyways, but I think through that and seeing at one point in time, I know we'll get into an episode where seeing behind the curtain is what we talk about. Yeah. Cause that changes a lot of feelings, but I think taking that and then coming together, like you said, and meeting for breakfast and just kind of, I don't want to say vomiting, but basically we put everything on the table that we've been feeling for the last couple of years. I think that's where we came to this conclusion that we want to talk about this and we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
We are certainly not the only ones that want to talk about hurt and pain and decisions and misinterpretations. And we'll at some point in time hit all of those. But I think one of the best conversations you and I have had is where we're finally starting to get back to meeting with people and actually, you know, going and physically talking to people. And I think our first one back was you and I kind of discussing this podcast and where it was going to go. And my first comment to you, which was not the first time it had been said to you, but where do you want to go?
Yeah.
What do you want this to do? And what's your response to that? Yeah. I mean, where do you take that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. In posting some of these things, I've definitely gotten a lot of feedback, some good, mostly frustrated at me. And a lot of times it's not even on the comments. I get private messages or text messages. And you know, I think one of the biggest words or 2 words that I get is you're burning bridges or you need to rethink this. And I think there's actually truth to that. For me, I think that in Christianity, there has been this stagnant belief. This is what we believe, and this is what we have to believe. And then when you question those, it's, hey, well, does the Bible actually say that? The answer is, well, that's my interpretation. Well, as you see behind me, Naked Pastor just posted this. If you don't follow him, go follow on social media, Naked Pastor. Bible plus your interpretation equals your interpretation. So where do I want to go with this? I want to go to where we rethink things. I am confused as anything when it comes to the Bible. When someone asks me, why do you believe? A lot of times my internal answer is, well, that's what I was raised to believe. But I'm to the point where I'm 31 now and I have to really question those things. What legacy do I want to leave behind? Because I want my kids to be able to think for themselves. And I do believe I was raised that way, but now I'm to the point of where it's just really confusing. I grew up being told this, but do I really want to apply that to my life? Because I'm raised to love my neighbor, but when they don't follow my political agenda, then that's okay. We don't need to love that because now I'm liberal or now I'm Democrat. When that shouldn't be, we're just called to love. The greatest of these is love. So where do I want to go with this? I want to rethink. I want to encourage. I want to challenge. And I want to be challenged too.
And I think through our conversations, we have definitely determined that you are radical about these changes. You are radical about looking at your life and making different decisions in different areas.
Which is what the church always calls for, is for people to be
right. Right. Well, it's also what Jesus called for, for going off text. But I think I'm the other side of that. I'm not completely the other side. I'm certainly in your camp of things have really affected me over the last couple of years, both personally and with the church, that have made me completely look at that in a different light. But I'm also kind of the yin to your yang at this point. You know, yes, I want to question things and I want you to question things, but sometimes those answers aren't what we want. Yeah. Sometimes those answers are, you questioned it. It's actually right. You should go ahead and go with this. And I think that's what we want to do with this podcast too, is we want to dig into those things. Yeah. We want to find out what things do need to be questioned. Well, that's a bad way of putting it. What things did need to be questioned, because we do question them. Yeah. And did that, now that we've questioned it, do we move on?
Yeah.
Do we change our direction, or do we keep on that same path? And, you know, even in our little intro video, we talked about is we're all on the same path. We're all walking down this path of belief and, you know, we're both Christians. We both believe in the Christian faith. We both believe that Jesus died for our sins. And what does that mean to us is that we have a commitment. What does that mean to us going to a church? That's what we're talking about right now. That's what our conversation is going to be about.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pulling the rug that, you know, all this shit that's been, you know, buried under there. And when you talk about it, you're shunned, you're blocked, you're unfriended, you're scolded, you're not thought about. And that is what I want to pull. I want to pull that rug up and let's talk about, why do we have to just settle for things that are so wrong and just accept that? The church just accepts it. Well, yeah, you're always going to have those cliques, or you're always going to have people that are hateful. Why is that okay to accept? And then when I call it out, now I'm shunned and put underneath that rug.
Well, to take that back to a point you made earlier is, and I hate this phrase, but we've been doing it that way for so long.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that earlier, but yes, it's time to question things if you're asking or saying that it's been, you know, we've done it for so long, but you are now working against something that is millennia of choices and decisions and set in their ways that, you know, if you question something that was brought out 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 50 years ago, you're questioning not something with not a lot of history, but now we're talking about questioning, you know, everything that's happened over the last 3,000 years, about 4,000 years that has been written down and changed and altered and interpreted and stuff like that. So there's going to be natural feedback and there's going to be people that are going to be hurt.
Yeah. And I think the church is, I don't understand. I think in my perspective, and I hope to learn from this, is I don't know why the church is so scared of change. I mean, hundreds of years ago, it was the church that was using Bible verses to encourage and accept slavery. And that changed. Uh-huh. So obviously change for the better is good. So, you know, I think that's one thing that I hope from this podcast is to be able to challenge, but also be challenged. back. And I hope that as more people feel comfortable to speak, and again, the podcast name is Meet Me at the Table. It's meeting people where they're at. You know, for 2 years of COVID, I felt like the church lacked that. They did not meet people where they're at. They reach out, and then when you respond and say you felt forgotten, they don't respond, or they don't actually care, or they say, hey, do you want to join the worship team virtually? Well, I don't have the equipment. All right, sorry. Instead of, hey, let's help get you to the, you know, let's get you that equipment so we can meet you where you're at, because you're part of this church and congregation, and we're all going through this situation too. So it's meeting people where they're at and hearing them out, listening, maybe not accepting everything that we hear, but at least challenging it and thinking, rethinking, burning some bridges that need to be burnt, and just discussing.
Yeah, that's kind of, we talked just before we started too, that I was looking up a book, the What Radical Husbands Do. And I think one of the things that really hit me about that book was you've got boats that you allow to go out and do things that that aren't you. And what you need to do is learn how to burn those boats. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing something wrong. You're not going out and doing something you shouldn't be doing. And I don't know if that's going to tie in directly to what you just said, but I think it's going to tie in to a point where sometimes we need to do those things. Sometimes we need to do those devastating things for people to understand both what we're going through and what the church is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever see yourself going back to a church? Period. End of sentence.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a podcast episode of itself, but you know, right now my wife and I are listening virtually to a church out in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's refreshing. You know, I didn't listen to church for a while because I felt extremely hurt, and every time I would turn it on, I just felt manipulated and a lot of things. I felt a lot of hurt. So physically going to a church, you know, we live in the DMV area, and I've talked to you about this before, and I feel like, you know, in this DMV stretch, it's so political.
Oh yeah.
A lot of the churches, they drive off of pockets, unfortunately. And a lot of those pockets are a certain way. And unfortunately, yep. You can't talk about people that are hurt, because those pockets will leave. So physically walking into a church, it's really tough because I don't know of a church around here that is not really politically driven, and I might be wrong. I'm fine with being challenged on that, but from what I've seen and what I've seen people post, it's very politically driven, and that's just tough for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think churches are the only ones suffering from that either. Yeah. I think when you look at the separation that we've had both over COVID and the current past political, you know, with who came into office, who left office, who didn't leave office, that has separated a lot of different things. Yeah. And the church shouldn't have been one of them,
yeah.
But it is. I mean, you'll notice, and you know, we've, not to get into too much history, but we both left the same church. Well, you left a little bit before I did. Maybe a long time before I did. Anyways, but we tried out some other churches. We went to other churches. We actually sat down in seats and went to other churches to try other things out. My wife and I and my son. And through that, we saw that stark separation. Yeah. That you could tell when you went into one place, whether they were of one side of the aisle and politically or the other side.
Yeah.
And it was kind of an all or none thing. And you know, everybody always says separation of church and state, but that's really more for, huh?
They don't actually mean it.
Well, that it's more for monetary and laws,
yeah.
But people always take it as, oh, well, that means that you shouldn't, you know, bring politics in. Well, okay, then let's not bring politics in.
Yeah.
Like you said, bottom line, I love my neighbor. That's the end of the sentence. There's really not a, you know, a continuation of that. Yeah. So I think
one thing to that, well, sorry to break you, but one thing,
no, good.
Because I think a lot of people, and I know some people that might listen to this might come at me on the side and say, well, it says love your neighbor, but you're not loving me. There's a difference of loving and having boundaries. If you don't have yeah. boundaries on certain people in your life, then you can't love them. Yes. Boundaries also equals love. And I think that's a big, that's another podcast again of itself is talking about boundaries.
I'm putting the notes. Yeah. I put it like episode 17 is going to be bad. Yeah. And yeah, I just keep adding.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's a big thing. I mean, loving your neighbor is yes, you can love your neighbor, but also to love that neighbor, sometimes you have to set up boundaries. And that also is with the church as well. Sorry, go on.
Well, I know that we kind of wanted to do this as just an introduction of what we want to do with this podcast mm-hmm. and to each other. And we weren't going to read our introductions. I'm actually going to post them on one of the sites, probably YouTube at this point. But I mean, just a quick for me is I've been to a lot of different denominations of churches. I've been to a Southern Baptist, regular Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist church. I've been to a Church of God. I've been to kind of what you would call a traditional non-denominational where they are, you know, Bible focused or probably you said four earlier. I got kind of scared. I've probably been to 25 or 30 different churches in my lifetime. And I've got a couple years on you, but still it's a lot of stark differences between both denominations. Yeah. And I've been to a lot of different ones. So I've seen kind of the whole gamut. And obviously we'll get into that at some point in time too. But most recently I moved to Maryland about 15 years ago. And we started with a church that was more of a seeker's church. So it was more for entry level. It was a little bit below me, but my wife had just come to believing. So she kind of needed that push. And we spent about 7 or 8 years there and fell in love with it. And I fell in love with the worship and I fell in love with the teaching. Again, it was really low level. There wasn't a lot of heaviness built into it because it was a seeker's church. And then through that, they kind of changed their whole format, changed the way they were doing music, changed the way they were speaking, and it just didn't work out for us. And my wife had moved on really past the beginner. I played with a couple smaller churches, actually ran a worship team for a small startup, Connection Church, and met one of the best pastors I've ever met, David Yee, and he was just an amazing guy. And then we moved on to the current church that both you and I just left, mm-hmm. and it started out that type of feel, that type of contemporary feel and worshiping and being close to God while I'm worshiping. But then it kind of fell apart through things that my son is dealing with right now, through my son's dealing with his sexuality, whether he's bi, whether he's identifying as something else. And obviously that's going to be another whole episode is of talking about acceptance and the difference between affirming and, you know, accepting and affirming. And, but I think that's where I am is I've not been out of a church probably for 25 years. Yeah. On a regular basis. Like I haven't felt like I've been disconnected from something physical in probably at least over 15 years. Cause we've been up here and been at a church the entire time. Where does that leave me now? I'm lost. I'm kind of confused. I've looked at a lot of different things since I've left, read a lot of books and articles and things on sexuality that have just made me completely change my entire history of how I was brought up to feel about something. And you mentioned earlier about question things that have been around for a long time. All my life, I've been taught that that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And through a lot of reading and through a lot of discovering and a lot of digging, I feel completely different about it. And I think that my separation from the church is going to be lengthy at this point. I hate to say it. I really do because I miss it. I miss being in connection with people. I miss being in connection with music, with playing on a worship team and connecting and raising my voice up. But I miss that. But it's come to that point. It's like you said, it's come to that breaking point of I'm not comfortable with the structure at this point, with the structure of a church at this point.
Yeah. And it becomes more triggering when you think about it. Like for me, yeah. Worship meant a lot. And you know, not being able to do so. And people can say, well, you could do that on your own time, but it becomes more triggering when I pick up the guitar. When me and Hannah first listened to the church that we're listening to now, I almost had felt like I wrote out my whole bio and I sent it to the pastor and which I didn't.
And she tailored it to you.
And I was like, oh, Hannah, did you text her? Like, what did you do? And as she's speaking before the worship, she says, you know, whatever you want to do for the next 10, 15 minutes while we worship, whether that be turn it off because worship might be triggering to you, or if you want to go do whatever you want to go do, you want to do your own worship. If you want to stand up, sit down, whatever you want to do, because maybe worship has been triggering to you. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did somebody tell you that we were listening to you? Because that's how it felt. And I felt like that's how it is and with church in general. So, you know, again, going back to what you asked, stepping in a building again, that it's tough because where I'm at right now, it's very triggering.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, because if something has happened to you in a church, and I know at some point in time, we're going to get into the video, the Hillsong video thing that we, at some point in time, we'll talk about that. But if things in the church are damaging you, then obviously that's a problem. I mean, bottom line, that is a problem if something is hurting you at a location. Yeah. I don't care if it's a church. I don't care if it's a grocery store. I don't care if it's the, you know, the DMV. Something is hurting you. Oh, that's probably a bad
DMV example. Always hurts me, man.
Probably a bad example. But I think that if you can point to any person in the congregation that was either in the congregation before or is currently in the congregation and they're hurt by anything at all. I mean, I know how much music means to you. I know you've written music and recorded music with you and your wife and you and other people from the church. I know what that means to you. And I know what worship meant to you. Mm-hmm. And to hear, I don't think I've actually heard that. We've had a lot of discussions, but I don't think I've actually heard that you actually feel triggered and hurt.
Yeah.
When worship is involved, that's very crystal clear.
I mean, a lot of the songs that I would lead, even just hearing them, it brings back memories of what I wish I could have right now. But even when I was there, I felt very inadequate and in a way used, which is tough in itself. And I know I'm not the only one in worship, and I've talked to other people elsewhere about this as well, where they felt that way and heard other people talk about that in other podcasts where they were on the worship team or not even just worship, helping with children ministry. And they just felt that they were majorly used and abused, and just seeing those things sometimes, it's just like, man, like I, for some reason I want to go back, but it hurts.
That word should not come out of your mouth when you're talking about church.
Sorry.
No, really, it shouldn't. I think that's the whole idea of what we're doing. And, you know, I'm going to kind of put an open call out at this point, because this is a podcast where we want people to come in and talk to us. Yeah. We want people to talk about these. But again, you kind of have seen it. I know you kind of tagged me in a group on Facebook called the New Evangelicals Community Group. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about people talking about what, you know, I know it's a kind of a catchphrase right now, but deconstruction right now about people that talk about that. But that word is just keeps coming up.
Yeah.
That word just keeps being prevalent in what people say about the church: hurt, damage, things done wrong to me. As small as, like you said, you know, if you go in and you handle the kids, you work in the daycare for one day and you get left alone for 20 minutes and there's no reason why. I mean, little things like that don't seem like that means a lot to the church, but the care that they go back and pick up after that,
yeah.
Like what you said, mentioned about somebody reaching out to you, instead of reaching out to you and saying, what can we do to help? Or what would make this better? It was, well, all you're doing is burning bridges.
Yeah.
All you're doing is, you know, you need to stop what you're doing. It's not right.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think as much as the church wants words of affirmation that their Easter Sunday or their church service went amazing and great and everything went as planned, it was perfect, we have so many people in the church, the people helping that, they also want words of affirmation. People want to feel like they did a good job. People want to feel that their time that they are putting in Monday through Thursday or Monday through whatever, practicing that lead instrument or practicing their vocals and you know, recording themselves to become better. They want to hear that they did a good job. They want to hear that they did good watching those 20 kids while I struggle watching 3 kids at home myself. People want to hear that they did good. The church wants that themselves. So why is it such a problem when you say, hey, I don't feel heard. I don't feel love. Well, that sounds like it's a you problem. Well, that also is very gaslighting in itself.
Yeah. Well, and again, we're kind of giving precursors to future episodes at this point. But I think that some point in time, I want to talk about that too, is I had actually mentioned to you, you know, I asked you what you want to do with this. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go with this? And my intentions of this is obviously to leave a floor for people to talk, but also to find out what structurally can be different. What about a church is causing those things to happen? Not people slipping through the cracks, quote unquote, or not getting the praise that they should be for helping out or donating their time. I think that, you know, creating these mega churches and these large entities is really the baseline of the problem.
Yeah.
Not going to unpack that now. That would take us 3 hours to do it. But I think that the size of the church has really led to that. And how do you stop
that? I mean, I think a pastor answered that for me when I left a church a couple years, or I don't know, when me and Hannah first got married, we went to a church and we were heavily involved. And I met with the campus pastor and said, hey, man, if I was to leave today, would anybody notice? And he said, his answer was, unfortunately, we don't have the staff for that. That's a problem in itself right there. Because if we're heavily involved, we're in the worship team, we're helping here and there, we're going to every event, and you wouldn't ever notice that I left those doors and didn't return. And you say you don't have the staff for that. Maybe you've outgrown your church. And instead of trying to bring in people, which is a lot of people, church's motto, bringing people in, maybe we just need to focus inward and grow within. And then we can, as we grow in, grow outward.
Yeah. And I don't think it's too much to ask people to have relationships with groups.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of churches do the traditional small group where they, you know, pair people off and put groups together. I never understood why that was always outside of the church. I mean, maybe that should be church. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should come in and you should go into a group with 20 people.
Yeah.
And that one person should talk to you about the thought of the day, or it could be different for each group. Yeah. You know, then you've got some personal, you know, connection. And then maybe at the end of the day, all those leaders come to one spot and talk amongst themselves and then kind of work its way up. I don't know. I'm just throwing.
Well, Craig, that's not the traditional Sunday thing. And that's the issue is why do we have to go with what tradition is? I think a lot of times when churches do the questionnaires, or when you have people on stools, the pastors on stools, and the congregation's able to, you know, contribute to it. Those are sometimes the best Sundays because much happens. So much is talked about. So much is asked about. But the reason why the church doesn't do that is because it's tough. There's questions they don't know how to answer. There's questions that they get very challenged on, or they might lose that pocket, that person that provides the most money, or that person might say, hey, don't you dare go down that alley. That's a problem.
Exactly.
That's a problem. Why do we have to stick to structure of what every single church does? We should reimagine and look at things. I mean, we always hear have faith like a child. Well, youth group and also in the children's ministry, it's all within groups.
You know what a kid's favorite word is? Why?
Well, I think it's also no. Yes.
They question everything.
Yeah.
They say why about everything. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what it is. There's no history behind them. There's no history that they have to worry about. There's no concern over everyone's feelings. And think like a child. That question should come out of your mouth way more than it does when you're in a church.
And as a parent, I think, so I have three kids that are very close in age. They're about 2 years apart. About almost 2, 4, and 6. So we had the why session pretty much all together. And at first, it's cool. Then it becomes annoying. But then you have to, as a parent, like kind of rethink. Like, okay, hey, this is what's going to structure them and kind of build them to who they are. If I'm always angry every time they say why, then they're going to feel like they can't go to an adult. They should feel comfortable enough to come to their parent. But if I tell them, hey, stop asking me why, well, that's a problem. They need to feel comfortable to come to me and ask me why. Because there's a reason. Why is it too hot to touch the stove? Well, go touch it. You'll figure out why. But no, I mean, we should always be answering those questions instead of shut up, which at times does come out. But I think it's the same thing as the church is when we question why is it always so structured? Why is it always this? Why are the songs that we're singing on a track and we're only following the track? What if I, as the lead singer or as the word, the lead worship leader, if I want to keep going, why can't I keep going?
Yeah.
Why do I have to follow?
Instead of on that middle chorus only sing a chorus, singing that chorus once, maybe we'll sing it twice. Yeah, because we're going to come back to that verse at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A couple other notes we had. Angry at the church, saying the church is not everyone. You know, we've done a lot of bashing already.
That's how it will feel.
I know. It's how it's going to feel, unfortunately, most of the time. But it is just truly questioning. It's questioning out of our heart. But that statement is right. Not everyone's the church. And not every church is this way. Not every church is continuing on with that legacy of hurt or pain. We're not pointing at specific churches. We're not saying things are wrong at this church and right at this church. We're just wanting to reevaluate what's out there.
Yeah.
And maybe all churches need to do that. But I think your point of saying the church is not everyone is really a good point, because to tie it back in what we started with, spirituality technically is not the church. Church is a great place for spirituality if you find the right one. But I mean, what does that mean to you? What does that statement mean to you about the church, angry at the church, saying the church is not everyone?
I think it's tough. When we look at my music just turned on. when we look at small businesses, let's say we just look at a small business and the business is going wrong. We don't look at the individuals, we look at the business. And yeah, unfortunately, the church is structured in America like a business. So I think we have to look at the church like a business, because that's how they're running. That's how they have chosen to operate. That's how they chose to run. So when I look at the church, sadly, even though I do quotation marks and that pisses some people off, I am looking at the greater good personally, because we should be doing better. We can't just continue to go with the status quo and saying, well, we understand these things, but you know, whatever.
Core beliefs.
We're just
core beliefs. Interpretation.
Yeah, we're just accepting.
Yeah.
Hey, we're accepting these things. And
again, maybe some of those things are right.
Yeah.
But let's put it on the table and talk about it. Because whether you think it's right or not, or whether it ends up being right, some people are being hurt because of that. And there might just be things in Christianity that hurts people. And it needs to, but the fact that they're not questioning it, they're not allowing people to question it, is the biggest issue.
Yeah. And if they're going to run it like a business, let's have HR involved. Let's have an exit interview.
Okay. That's not going
to
happen.
Let's have an exit interview. Let's say, hey, why did you leave? What can we do better?
Yeah.
What was the reason why we hurt you? Okay. Here it is. Awesome. And sadly, the reason why they won't do this is because they'll agree to those issues. They'll agree that they're the issues that I might bring up, they'll agree that they're there. And sadly, they did. But there will be no change because pockets are involved. And that's what is unfortunate with the church.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else we want to talk about today? I don't want to get too deep into anything, because everything we talk about is going to end up being deep. So since you've left, what have you seen? What's going on with you?
I mean, I think it's what's brought it to here. I've seen a lot of support in the non-Christian community saying that they left for this very reason. They themselves brought up hurt, and they were the ones on the ground wounded, and the Christians mocked and walked around them. So I think that's what it's brought it to here. Yet now I have received a lot of hate. I've received a lot of, you need to rethink this. You're burning bridges. You need to stop doing this. This is not the place for it. Where is the place for it, though?
Here.
Here.
At the table. It's at the table is where it is, right? I mean, that's what we're doing this whole thing about, is you know, I not to forecast too much, but we're going to have guests come in here. We're going to have people that are either from the church or maybe even not from the church. Yeah. Maybe you're people that are dealing with a different issue that might be related to Christianity or related to maybe even not Christianity.
Yeah.
Cause this is this is an open table. I think mostly we're going to talk about things that deal with the church, but we're going to have guests come in and talk about that. And I think that's what we plan to do with this is see the other side, see the people that are saying, maybe we need to change this, or I'm hurt because of this, and seeing what theirs is and seeing how A, that relates to us, or B, it doesn't relate to us, but it still relates to the church, or C, it doesn't relate to either. And maybe we do not need to rethink that. Maybe it is something that we just need to accept and move on and kind of decide that that's part of what's going to happen when you walk into a church. Doesn't mean that we don't want to change the church at some point down the road, but that just might be what you have to accept. I mean, there might be a level of acceptance that if you want to go, like me, I want to play in a worship team so bad it hurts. I know it's a pain point for you, but it was a very important thing for me. So am I willing to accept a certain level to go into a church? Well, I used to be able to, but now I'm not.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the point where I'm after talking with you and looking at that page we're looking at on Facebook, I'm watching the Hillsong video. Things are certain things I'm not going to accept and certain things I am, but that level is definitely a lot higher at this point after seeing so many people hurt because of what's happening.
Yeah. I think that, you know, one question that I've asked a lot of people, and I would say 99% of the time received the same response is, do you believe the way that we are doing things as Christians is the way that Jesus intended? The response is always no.
Well, then, let me grab that can of worms and open it here.
I mean, that right there in itself is why we are here. Where, I mean, and as you mentioned, the topics and having guests, I mean, we ourselves, let's just open up the can. We're two white men. There's going to be some topics that we cannot discuss on. We might be able to discuss and help the dialogue.
We could never relate to.
We could
ever.
Never relate we'll to.
Never be able to relate to.
Never, as a white man, be able to relate to what a black man or black woman has to go through. Or let's just say a woman has to go through. Or someone that is trans, gay, lesbian, anything. Yep. I cannot articulate what they go through on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not going to act like I can. So while we might have episodes that incorporate those topics, we ourselves would like to have guests on that. And so this is a call right here. If you are someone that would like to join, we do plan on doing some open forums. Somehow we'll figure this out to have, in a way, a town hall setting or whatever. Maybe some of this will eventually go to in-person discussions. I don't know. Craig might be kicking me right now for that. Well,
figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out to be able to actually, again, meet me at the table, meet people where they are at, because that is what the church is supposed to be doing. That's what Jesus did. He met people where they were at. He met the woman at the well. He didn't judge her. He didn't judge people when he went to them, but he also got angry. He got frustrated. He flipped some tables. And that, again, is something you grow up as a Christian being told is a sin, is getting angry. Well, to an extent it can be, but these are the things that we want to discuss.
Exactly. And meet me at the table podcast at gmail.com is where you want to send those. If you want to come on, if you want to talk to us, or you know somebody that wants to talk to us about a subject that either we want to talk about and don't know a lot about, or we want to talk about and do, and again, we're kind of like the yin and yang in a sense. Like you're kind of hurt at this point. I'm still new to the whole leaving the church thing. So we're a good bounce off each other, but I definitely want people to sit at the table that go one side or the other, or that sit in the middle and can argue both sides.
Yeah.
Or again, that somebody that we just can't relate to what they're going through at this point.
Yeah.
So definitely reach out to us. I'll put all that information on the YouTube page and everything. What else do you want to talk about today? I mean, I know we don't want to open up too many cans of worms, but
I mean, I think the last point that I had is, again, the why is the church's inconsistency. Sadly, all too often, and I've mentioned this already before, is the church kind of a lot of times and its people align with whatever political party they align with. And a lot of those topics are what they usually like to talk about. And whatever that political party pushes, that's also their agenda. When there's a lot of things also in the Bible that the Bible pushes and mentions that God also hates, and those things are never talked about. You know, so I think it's just again, challenging people, being challenged. Like someone told me, hey, rethink this. Hey, you're not wrong. I do want to rethink this, but I also encourage you to rethink this because we're not doing it right. We're not doing something right. We have become more hateful, including myself on some posts that I do. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Maybe I come across as hateful, but instead of just reading it and being like, well, this guy's hateful. Maybe read it as maybe this guy's hurt and just wants to talk. And maybe he doesn't want to talk and he just wants to vocalize what he's going through or she's going through or they are going through. We as people just need to hear people out instead of just going to conclusions and just spitting on them and walking by them as they say goodbye to the church. We wouldn't do that to our own kids. We shouldn't do that.
Exactly.
To the church.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good tie up because you're talking about the difference between hurt and hurtful. And I think when you pull those three letters off the end, you really expose a lot. And I think that's what we're going to do is kind of expose a lot of ourselves and the people that we talk with and the church, because I mean, bottom line of this is, you know, kind of what we started out with. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with this? Where do you want to take this? What is it going to accomplish for us at the end? Hopefully that a reformation. I mean, I hate to use that word because it's got a bad connotation to it at some times in history, but I think we need a reformation again. I think we need some way of changing how things are being done at this point. So, so we talked about what we want to talk about. We're going to leave it kind of open for people to reach out to us. Anything, last things you want to say? Where can people find you?
You can find me on social media. I couldn't tell you what my username is, but you can always find our Instagram. We have Twitter, YouTube.
Yep.
Craig will put that on the link there. You can go there. There's also a link tree that will take you to all those things. And then you can find us always there, wherever you search for, provide us the hate, the happiness, whatever, truly we want to hear your thoughts. And a lot of times you'll see, if you follow on Instagram, Twitter is confusing to me. But Instagram is something that I like. And for me, if you follow the Meet Me at the Table Pod Instagram handle, a lot of times we'll post what other people post. And I'll just ask what your thoughts on that. Because, I mean, I'm curious what people think about certain topics or certain quotes or whatever. Whether it be in agreeing with us or not, or just to challenge us. We really
exactly. I think conversation is what we want. Yeah. We want people to have conversations with us. And then through those conversations, we want to take the full away from the hurtful. We want to see what the hurt is and talk about it. And if it requires you screaming at us and yelling at us and telling us you hate us, then let's do that, but bring it to the table and we can talk about it. As long as you're willing to talk about it, that's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, I'll be handling the Twitter, which is meet me podcast. And then all the other stuff, again, I'll post on the sites and you will be able to find us at, any of the podcast formats out there, Apple, Google, Spotify, other things that are going on. So other than that, we don't have anything scheduled yet, particularly, but I know the next couple episodes, we're going to talk about music scene. We're going to talk about women in preaching. We're going to talk about other things that we're going to unpack. So stay tuned to our podcast. Thanks everybody for showing up.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Stephen. Have a good one.
Have a good one.